Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 20, Salvation. Salvation is into something new. Salvation is not only about what we are saved from, it is also about what we are brought into. Many people think of salvation primarily as forgiveness, escaping judgment, avoiding hell, or having sins erased, and forgiveness is absolutely part of the gospel. But the New Testament presents salvation as something even greater. Entrance into an entirely new life. Scripture says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17. Salvation is not merely God improving the old person. It is the beginning of something entirely new in Christ. Before salvation, humanity existed in separation from God, living under the power of sin and death. But through Jesus, believers are transferred into a new realm altogether. Paul wrote that God hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. That language is powerful. Salvation is not simply behavior modification, it is relocation. The believer is reconciled to God, united with Christ, and brought into new spiritual life through the indwelling Holy Spirit. What was once separated is now brought near. But now in Christ Jesus ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. This changes how we understand the Christian life. We are not merely forgiven sinners trying to survive spiritually until heaven someday. We are people who have been brought into union with Christ himself. His life now becomes the source of ours. That is why grace is so transformative. Salvation is not simply removal from danger. It is entrance into life. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." John 10:10. Not just rescued, made new. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.